welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Starting seeds indoors can give gardeners a jump on the growing season while saving money on transplants. SDSU Extension Horticulture Specialist Robin Butterbaugh states many annual plants can be seeded indoors 4 to 12 weeks before the last frost date, according to the seed packet.
And so you just need to determine what the last frost date is for your location and kind of back calculate from there.
Indoor seed starting doesn't have to get complicated, with potting mix, water, and light the main necessities.
For most of the seeds, I would recommend that you have some supplemental light. You can try growing them in a really bright southern window, but often some of those seedlings will get a little tall and spindly. So probably one of the main more expensive purchases would be some indoor full-spectrum grow lights.
Grow lights can be found online, at nurseries, or in box stores. Seed starting trays may also be purchased, but Butterbaugh says plastic milk jugs or salad containers can work too, as long as drainage is provided. When it comes to planting, using a moistened, lightweight, and sterile potting mix is best. Most seedlings require 14 to 16 hours of light each day. Butterbaugh recommends placing grow lights 4 to 6 inches above the soil to encourage emergence, but then moving the light higher as plants grow.
So if you have a light that has, you know, legs on it, you might need to stack up some books or puzzles, that's what I use, so that your tray with your seeds are elevated.
For all the details on starting garden seeds indoors, visit extension.sdstate.edu and search the basics of seed starting.